This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 25th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The U.S. Department of Agriculture today proposed a new rule under the Packers and Stockyards Act. It targets how to interpret injury to competition in lawsuits brought by producers against packers. Similar rules have been proposed in the past but have fallen to the wayside. The Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets proposed rule would clarify the interpretation of unfair under the Packers and Stockyards Act. It would also give greater detail to conduct that is permitted under the law. USDA stated the rule would help ensure livestock and poultry producers receive the full value of their products and services. The National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue expressed appreciation for the announcement. He said, "We commend Secretary Vilsack and the Biden-Harris administration for the continued progress in issuing important updates to the Packers and Stockyards Act. Family farmers and ranchers continue to face unfair practices at the hands of monopolistic meat packers, and they need the Packers and Stockyards Act rules that are clear, durable, and enforceable." Continuing, LaRue said, "The National Farmers Union looks forward to fully reviewing the rule to ensure it protects farmers from abuses in the marketplace." Well, tomorrow could well be the day the Supreme Court rules to overturn a 40-year-old decision used to uphold environmental regulations, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. The decision, known as Chevron, requires judges to defer to federal regulators when Congress isn't specifically clear on the language it approves. Mary Thomas Hart with the Cattlemen's Beef Association says regulations around the waters of the U.S. question is a glowing example of why a court decision is needed.
So if you are a farmer or a rancher or any landowner in the United States and you've owned land since 1972 when the Clean Water Act was passed into law, you've dealt with 14 different regulatory iterations of LOTUS, which is absolutely wild, but it's a product of Chevron deference. We only had maybe two regulatory definitions of LOTUS prior to that Chevron decision in 1984. But after that decision dropped, you almost saw the immediate switch to where every administration kind of had their own take on what was LOTUS, what was the scope of LOTUS, which waters were in, which waters were out. And if you're a landowner, if you're trying to plan how to manage your land 5, 10, 15 years down the road, that gives you absolutely zero regulatory certainty. So pulling back Chevron certainly, I think, is an effort by the Supreme Court to reinstate some of that regulatory certainty that we had before 1984.
Hart says the waters of the U.S. rule was never as much about the water as it was the land surrounding it.
It's all of the stuff that you do on the land around that water feature, right? What kind of tillage is allowed? If you have something that's considered prior converted cropland, which means that it was converted from wetland to cropland before December 1985, what practices can occur in that space so that you can still receive your protection, but also not lose your voluntary conservation technical assistance and funding through something like EQIP? There are all of these questions that kind of float around, and through every administration, there's been a different interpretation of how those work, and it has certainly been an impediment for landowners who are trying to have some consistent management.
Hart says a decision on Chevron can reach much further than just WOTUS.
FDA regulations, USDA regulations, listings and delistings under the Endangered Species Act, also an excellent example of landowners, especially out west on public lands, just kind of being yanked back and forth into being able to effectively manage species or not manage those species, and then having to deal with animal losses from predators. Certainly immigrant pay is also a part of that kind of larger construct of issues that seem to kind of swing on a pendulum based on who's in office.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.